Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Here at Sugar Hill Church, one of the things that we say week after week after week is that we really do believe that the Bible is a very big deal. It is guardrails for our life. It is the ability to have a track that we're to run on. It is a love letter. It is God's word to us saying, you can do this. And then, I believe because we believe that, we say this all the time, that Jesus is the biggest deal ever, that when we get him in the right priority in our life, everything else will fall in order. And because of that, we believe we live that out best when we serve people in need. So thanks for joining us for the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast, and I hope you'll join us for our services at live.sugarhill.church, maybe on Facebook or just directly on our app. Today, though, on this podcast, I want to talk about don't freak out. Maybe all of you have got all your stuff together. I am one of those people that when life throws me a curve, I don't like it. I like a plan. I like to follow a plan. And yet at the same time, I'm not a good planner. I wing it often. But I have learned that this phrase means so much to me, that God is always doing good to bring his light into our darkness. Back in Jeremiah, one of the most famous Bible verses of all time, chapter 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I love it when my life is all wrapped up in a tidy little bow and when things go as planned. You know what I've learned, though? I don't get those that often. I like it when love is real and friends are faithful. I like it when God is blessing in amazing ways. I like it when people are nice and sin isn't derailing me or somebody that I love. I like it when life is good. But the truth is that there is hardly ever a time when all of that is happening and happening well. There's always something in life that's messy. It's messy because sometimes I made it that way through my own sin or my lack of wisdom or poor leadership. And then I think most of us can relate to this. Some of us can just let it run like water off a duck's back. And then there's people like me that just hunker down and I'm frustrated with myself and I'm frustrated with my circumstances. And I realize that I'm the one that has created most of my mess. If you can relate today, your life is never neatly tied in a bow of perfection either. But there's no need to freak out. God is always doing something that is making beautiful things out of our messes. He is redeeming them. The psalmist wrote in chapter 7, verse 13, "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." I got to tell you, folks, I really do believe with all my heart that when we are a people that are after God's will, when we are a people that recognize that his providence is at work in our life, we get to participate in his redeeming work of mankind. We get to be the person who forgives the one who lied to us. We get to love the people who hate us. We have the wonderful experience of growing stronger when life is hard. We have the privilege of loving God more, not in spite of what happened to us, but because of what happened to us. Listen to what the psalmist said in chapter 56. "For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." Friend, if there's ever been something that is my story, it is to recognize that verse. "For you have delivered my soul from death, my feet from falling, that I might walk before you, O God, in the light of life." Today, may you walk in the light of life, and may you experience the power of the risen Lord. God bless you, friend. I hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, or at least maybe online at Facebook or live.sugarhill.church. Bye now.